Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Laurie A. Couture, author of Instead of Medicating and Punishing, Healing the Causes of Our Children's Acting Out Behavior by Parenting and Educating the Way Nature Intended. Welcome to the pilot episode of my radio show, The Free and Joyful Childhood. I'll be discussing attachment parenting, unschooling, natural family living, and how the mainstream culture is harming children, families, and humanity. I explain that I'm the author of Instead of Medicating and Punishing. I appear as an expert in the documentary film The War on Kids, which is directed by Kevin Soling, excellent director. I specialize in helping parents heal their children's emotional, behavioral, and learning struggles through attachment parenting, natural education, and alternatives to psychiatric drugs. I offer supportive parenting coaching and educational consultation, as well as attachment parenting workshops and seminars through my website, laurieacouture.com. I hope you'll visit that. I have a background as a trauma specialist and a licensed mental health counselor, as well as an early childhood educator in the past. I'm a contributor to several magazines. I'm on the board of Parents and Teachers Against Violence in Education. I've worn lots of hats. I've worn, social work hats, mental health counselor hats, educator's hat. And my most important job is I'm the proud unschooling mom of my almost 17-year-old son, Bryson, who will be 17 very shortly, in just a few days. And I also mentor a 17-year-old boy. So today I'm going to discuss what I consider an egregious problem. It's the problem of how severely oppressed public school children are at all ages, from the littlest ones in preschool to the children who are in 12th grade who are 17, 18 years old, aging out of the system. Public school is probably one of the most destructive aspects of childhood. It violates children's basic human rights. It harms them intellectually, socially, emotionally, physically. It causes a deadening of their sense of empathy, their sense of joy, their ability to learn, their passion for learning, their passion for creating and exploring. And naturally, when children are in oppressive environments, it creates a toxic peer culture. Kids don't have any sort of power whatsoever in public school, so they learn to create peer groups where they can one-up each other and get power over each other. I want to talk a little bit specifically today about how at younger and younger ages, public schools are stopping recess. I believe that children need to be moving all day long. They need to be playing, they need to be moving, they need to be physically active. And in fact, the author of Real Boys, William Pollack, states that boys especially require about 5 recesses during the school day alone. Five. And yet, in most public schools, recess is cut somewhere between ages 10 and definitely by the 6th or 7th grade, by 7th grade, or what they call recess. Sometimes they'll have what they call recess, a few minutes standing outside on the hot top, and they're not allowed to, you know, on the pavement, and they're not allowed to do anything. I have been working with children for many, many years, for over 16 years, and I've been working in a, you know, with them in many capacities, and my heart just breaks when I see, you know, what they are going through, what they are suffering. And the worst part about this aspect of cutting recess and cutting physical activity and cutting playtime, where kids can actually physically move their bodies, is that what's happening is that children's bodies are literally suffering. They're suffering emotionally and physically and neurologically. And what happens is these children are coming out of their skin. They cannot function by sitting there virtually motionless for 6 hours a day. And then, of course, when they get home, there could be anywhere from a half an hour to 3 hours more of homework. So what ends up happening is the school, to deal with the issue of the children being unable to sustain this painful state, this painful bodily state of being unable to move when their natural instinct, their natural inclination, their every cell in their body is telling them they need to play, they need to move their body and get physical. The school's way of dealing with that is to make mass referrals for children to be quote-unquote diagnosed with another quote-unquote ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which of course, you know, according to Dr. Peter Breggin, and I believe him 100%, and according to my observations over the year, is a garbage bogus diagnosis. It doesn't exist. It's a collection of symptoms of a traumatized human being, of a traumatized child, and it is reflective of how boring, oppressive, unstimulating the educational environment is. So there's these mass referrals to pediatricians, psychiatrists, or neurologists to basically give the child who is fidgety or unattentive or they can't stop moving their body or they can't focus on this mundane work, this boring, mindless, busy work that has no relevance to the child's life, they're given this diagnosis, maybe others as well, and then, of course, we know what that leads to. Come on, we know what that leads to. If they give them the diagnosis, well, then that naturally seems to lead to, or unnaturally seems to lead to, a chemical, a drug, or what they call a medication. And it's funny because, you know, I believe in as many naturopathic remedies as possible. But, you know, every now and then, you know, if you've got an emergency, you might need an emergency medication for a physical problem. I have a hard time considering a chemical that restrains children, that prevents children from moving, from being able to express the distress their body is showing. I have a hard time calling that medication. I think that the best medication for children is to be outside playing. So anyway, this is what the schools do. They refer, they expect, they are actually expecting the diagnosis. In fact, some teachers illegally, by the way, very illegally, will tell the parent, your child is ADD or your child is or has ADHD, as if they are the diagnosticians. And by the way, that is illegal. They do not have any sort of training or authority to do that. So keep that in mind, parents. And so then, of course, then the child's parents are bullied or they're encouraged or they're coerced or, you know, coaxed into putting this poisonous chemical in their child's brain, and they're told that it's safe, they're told that it's healthy, they're told that it'll heal or help, and it'll subdue and suppress is really what happens. What happens is over time, these drugs will have these negative effects and create more symptoms, therefore warranting more chemicals. The child now, they claim, will focus better in school. Yeah, well, what's wrong with this picture? It's basically like you're taking a starvation victim and you're giving them a pill to suppress the life-saving symptoms of I need to eat, the life-saving symptoms, the alarm signals that are going off, hello, I'm going to die, I need to eat, but you're giving them a pill to suppress those symptoms so that they can sit still and not bother you, rather than just, you know, giving them some food. Seems pretty logical to me. I just look at these hundreds and thousands and of children, and I just wonder how these hundreds and even thousands of teachers can be this ignorant or to suppress what they truly know deep inside. How can they do it day in and day out? I just don't know. Wow. It shudders me to picture this. To think of this, and the stories, the stories that I've heard over the years are heartbreaking. I've seen kids everywhere from being mildly anxious over this to full blown tortured by it, tormented, absolutely tormented, torn apart, suicidal, depressed, homicidal. And the reason is always somehow inside the child. The problem always lies within the child, according to the school, of course. The system would never admit it. It's the system itself that's causing this trauma. The system itself is causing this horrible epidemic of, one-third of our population of children is somehow, they're trying to convince us that, this mass amount, one-third of the population of children is somehow brain disordered, brain damaged. It's funny because in peaceful tribal societies where children are playing and jumping around and climbing trees all day and going on canoeing trips and, imitating the adults, they don't have those symptoms. But I'm sure they, you'd have the entire tribe on Ritalin or Adderall or Focalin if you, put them in a public school. So, I think if people think of it that way, you think of the characters like classic tales, like Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, what would they do what would you do if you wrote those stories for modern times? There would be no story, there'd be no classic. So, thank you for joining me for the pilot episode of the Free and Joyful Childhood Radio Show. We're almost out of time. I hope you'll join me next time in the next scheduled show. Please visit laurieacouture.com to read my blog and to learn more about my supportive parenting coaching services and my book, Instead of Medicating and Punishing. Let me tell you, I have a couple minutes more here, so let me just tell you, a little bit about what I have to offer parents. I know that, families that are considering homeschooling or unschooling, they a lot of times the first year they're very, very full of anxiety because they're expecting that education needs to look like school the way we've grown up, and so they're terrified that their children are going to somehow miss out. And so what we do is I offer supportive parenting coaching on a number of subjects: attachment parenting, support for new or expecting families, or parents that have issues with their toddlers, teens, or anybody in between, discipline issues, behavioral issues, mild, moderate, severe. But we can talk about how you can get started. You can get started with homeschooling or unschooling, and I can support you in being able to sustain that momentum. Typical things that people, can expect at first, and how to help your child so that, they can detox from the system. And then they can start basically living, and they can be joyful and rediscover their passions, like when they were very little. Some of the other topics for our consultation or our parenting coaching would be, if you're a new or expecting parent, you want to learn about attachment parenting. If you're a parent that has a child that has, mild, moderate, or severe emotional, behavioral, or learning issues, we can work with that. I mean, there's no problem too big for me. If it's an issue where it does appear that there needs to be a referral, I can give you referrals for brain-based trauma treatments, school problems, learning challenges. If your child's been diagnosed with ADHD, emotional mental health challenges, trauma, you know, alternatives to psychiatric medication, unschooling support. So thank you so much. This is your host, Laurie A. Couture, author of Instead of Medicating and Punishing. Please visit me at my website, laurieacouture.com. Thank you so much.